Sylvia Bullard on CJMQ 88.9 The Cube, finding out a little bit about the marathon that's going to be taking place on Saturday, June 29th. We have Nicola Tyfer with us. Welcome. How are you today?
Very good.
So, well, perhaps you can tell me the name of it in French, or your French pronunciation is a little bit better than mine.
Yeah, so the event is called Demi-Marathon Azix de Sherbrooke, so it's mainly a half marathon, but we also have the 10-kilometer discipline and the 5K distance, as well as 1K for the kids.
Okay. This is your second year doing this?
Yes, exactly.
And I also understand from media reports you've had a larger enrollment compared to last year. What do you think about that?
Well, actually, last year when we launched the event, we only launched 3 months prior to the event date, so we didn't have much time to make some promotion around it, and we didn't have time to make promotion to the Montreal participants, which is a big crowd for us, but we still managed to have 2,000 participants last year, so it was very good because we were hoping for half of that, and this year, well, we had plenty of time to do our promotion, so we tried to recruit some people from the rest of the province, and it really worked well because we have close to 70% of people coming outside from the Eastern Township area. So we're really, really proud of that, and we're getting close to 3,500.
I was going to ask you what the total is now. So you're getting close to 30. So how many actually can enroll? What is the total number?
Yeah, we've decided to have a maximum limit per distance, so we're almost getting to that in every distance. So I think we'll go probably another 100 people or so before we reach those caps.
So there's still time for people to enroll?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, and so what do they
have? They have until Sunday night on the 23rd at midnight to register. After that, it's the registrations will be closed, and we have no registration on race day. So it's the last minute call on Sunday, and but we might close before that. We don't know if we're reaching the maximum caps, then we'll close the race. So I wouldn't wait if someone wants to register.
Okay, so what should they do to register?
They actually go on our website. There's only one way to register, and it's online. It's
www.
courirsherbrooke.com. So it's C-O-U-R-I-R Sherbrooke altogether .com, and it's all clear on the website to register.
Okay. I understand that Canada Games 2013 did something special for you as well.
Exactly. Yeah, we had them last year because they launched their schedule on 2012. And this year we still have Zigzag, which is the official puppet, if I can say, of the Jeux du Canada Games.
Mm-hmm.
I had Zigzag will be there on the first start, so the start of the half marathon, which will be launched at 8:30 a.m. On Saturday, June 29th. So Zigzag will be there, and the Canada Games will have other promoting stuff on site as well.
Wasn't there something about water bottles or something like that?
Exactly. We're actually very lucky to have the water stations that will be used during the Canada Games, which are rich refrigerated stations.
Mm-hmm.
So what we'll do, because we have a lot of people, you know, with spectators, we'll be close to 4,500, so we needed a lot of water bottles, and we didn't want to give, you know, hand out 3-4 bottles per participant, because it's not really good for recycling and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll only, at the end of the day, we'll only hand out 1 water bottle, and all participants will be asked to refill their bottles at those stations, so it will be fresh and very cold water.
Very
so
cold, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So really a nice system for us to be used, and we also have small islets for recycling, composting, and garbage. So it's a nice way to have a green event.
It's really eco-friendly.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're trying our best. It's always hard to be 100% eco-friendly, but we try to reach that number as much as we can.
Okay, so now you're going to start at the Jacques Cartier Bridge, is that correct?
And yeah, exactly. So the bridge is closed for a good portion of the day. From it's actually closed from Friday evening till Saturday afternoon. So we ask drivers to be patient, because there will be some other bridges to take if they want to cross over the Saint-François River.
Mm-hmm.
But all the starts are on the bridge. So the first start is the half marathon at 8:30. Then 10 minutes later, it's the 10K. And at 11, it's the 5K race start on the bridge as well.
Okay. And can you tell us a little bit about the course, where it's going to take everybody?
Yeah, actually, the half marathon starts on the northern part of the bridge, and they go inside the Parc Jacques Cartier, and then they go all the way to Rock Forest, past the cinema station, the Galaxy Cinema.
Mm-hmm.
They come back underneath the 410, which has a small walking bridge underneath. So they cross the river on the south section on that bridge. And then they will be taken on Rue de l'Homme, which is a really nice residential area that has a cycling paved road.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll cross Parc Blanchard and then back on the bridge. And then they finish all the way around Lac des Nations.
So it's not only going to be scenic, but it sounds like there will be some historic monuments to see as well.
Yeah, exactly. We go across plenty of nice places. The main attraction is definitely the Lac des Nations at the end, and they go through Marché de la Gare, which has lots of attractions and lots of things to do, and there will be, I think, lots of people there as well in front of the Times Hotel. So that's a nice place for the runners, and it's almost always close to the river, so it's really interesting for participants. And we use as well a lot of parks and trails and paved cycling roads from Destination Sherbrooke, which is, I think, one of the nicest attraction we have here in Sherbrooke.
Yes.
We have a cycling path. Mm-hmm. That goes all the way across the city. So it's really a superb experience for people coming outside of the Eastern Township.
Yes, I'm sure that they're going to enjoy it. And there's still time, right? There's still time for anyone who wants to join up, but they've got to act quickly, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you very much, Nicolas Taillefer, for explaining a little bit about this event to us. Hopefully you'll have beautiful weather and it'll be a great day.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And that was Nicolas Taillefer. He's the race director and organizer of the half marathon that will be taking place around Sherbrooke Saturday, June 29th.